Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Go Ramblers!
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. And here's your latest update on the Porter Moser story. This is from Eli Hershkovich, who's on Twitter. Being told Porter Moser already looking into coaches with New York recruiting ties. Winning would be tough to come by in a St. John's rebuild, but if he wants to take the next step, this is it.
Yeah, if he wants to take the next step, he's going to have to get coaches familiar with that city, with that university, with that program.
Let's bring in the man himself, Eli, who's trying desperately, David Haw style, to get Porter out of Loyola. What the hell's going on, Eli? Why?
Clearly, I want him. God, go to New York. Just leave.
Well, listen, I mean, we talked about it this morning. I think if he has this opportunity, it's incumbent upon him to take it, if indeed he wants to take a next step, because I don't know that you can repeat what he's achieved already at Loyola. And I think they got a really good recruiting class coming in. They got some good players already in the program. They just signed some JC kid.
Yeah, they did. From Vincennes.
Okay. That's Vincennes, Indiana.
Yeah, okay. I know.
Well, I mean, most people here, would if you said from Vincennes, you'd think it's on the south side leading to Julian High School.
I'm just trying to clarify. Eli.
You're like, I know.
Okay.
I mean, but Indiana is not our home state.
All right. I'm just saying. And okay, so Eli, Loyola would have a lot of, you know, recruits that might have second thoughts about coming to Loyola if Porter leaves. You referred to St. John's as a rebuild, but they were 21-13 overall. That's not a...
They made the tournament.
They've got some talent, Eli. I know they've had some... They're going to have some upheaval, but that's not a program that is in total disarray.
Well, it depends if Shamari Pond stays in the draft. He's their starting point guard. One of the better players in the Big East last year. Alongside
he's already got
Marcus
an agent,
Howard.
Apparently. Can't come back. He's in the draft.
Well, you can do that.
That's the difference this year.
Yeah,
you can hire the agent and come back. So
two of them are leaving, right?
Yeah.
Two kids have declared.
Right. Mustafa Heron is going to transfer. So there's a lot of different scenarios that could go on with St. John's here. And yes, they made the tournament. They got bounced by Arizona State in the first four last year this past March Madness in Dayton. Good guard play last year, but Chris Mullen, that's what he did in St. John's. That's what he was known for in New York, was recruiting, because he played there and had the historic career there.
Let's look at what we know. Okay, this is what we know. Porter Moser was in New York City last night meeting with St. John's officials. St. John's has also looked at the Iona coach, Tim Kloos, and he's another guy that they are considering offering the job to. There's a higher buyout with
$2 million.
Tim Kloos. Okay, $2 million, which is prohibitive. But there is, at least the athletic director is said to be favoring Kloos. The chief administrator is said to be favoring Porter.
The New York Post reported that Porter's been offered the job. Newsday reported Porter has been offered the job.
So if Porter has been offered the job, as those reports indicate, it's going to have to be somewhat quick that he gives them an answer. Chris Mullen was paid $2 million last year.
You'd hope he'd get to fly home and talk to the family.
Well,
or at least
maybe
at
they're
least
with
conference
them.
Call.
Maybe they're with him. You know, $2 million.
Can you pull your kids out of school to go?
Well, not the kids. Well, not the
take
kids.
A trip, quick, take a quick trip to New York.
$2 million at St. John's versus, maybe, let's say, $1 million at Loyola.
Okay.
How do you weigh one against the other? Quality of life issues enter into the discussion at some point. He's built a program at Loyola. He has a Final Four appearance. The question is, has he peaked?
Just moved into a beautiful new home last year, right?
Yeah.
Just saying. I mean, and he's got kids in school.
Right.
He's got a big family.
I mean, you're talking about one more year in the Missouri Valley. Let's say Loyola makes the tournament, makes the Sweet 16. So then he betters his own name. But if they miss out on the tournament again, you're not going to get this chance to go to a Power 5 conference. I know when you think about a traditional Power 5, the Big East is not in that, but in the college basketball sense, it is.
It is.
So to get the chance to go to one of the better conferences in college basketball and have a shot to coach against a team, a local team in DePaul, that I'm sure he would have loved to coach for at some point. How could you pass that up? How could you pass up a chance to coach in New York? And yes, it's going to be tough for him right away. You know, the pressure there, especially in a potential rebuild if Ponce leaves, goes to the draft, Heron does transfer. The LJ Figueroa is also going to transfer a good wing for them too. Justin Simon's going to go to the draft likely. And like we talked about, I mean, you can hire an agent and come back, but there are a lot of pieces. If he doesn't hire, if you don't get the right assistant coaches, or even if you get the right assistant coaches, can you recruit right away?
Two factors play a role here for me, Mullen. We talked about last year how Porter was pursued or at least had discussions mm-hmm. with other programs. I often wonder in the back of my head if he regrets not taking one of them or pursuing some of those openings harder than he did, because he was pursued by programs that we weren't privy to, that there were jobs that maybe he didn't let get to the point where he was interviewing. So that's number one. The other thing is, you mentioned it, the DePaul job, I wonder if is in the back of his mind something that he would, you know, look forward to taking. Now, Dave Lado is a guy that I think Gene Lenny Poncetto is not going to move on from. I think if anything, this past season, as mediocre as it was in the eyes of many DePaul fans, wasn't bad enough for her to move on to the next coach. So his security there, maybe a tinge of regret not taking advantage of your Final Four appearance. You wonder if that's in the front of his mind saying, okay, is this not, if it's not now or never, am I going to pass up an opportunity that I should take?
It doesn't feel like now or never. I mean, you look at Loyola and you look at, they got a real good recruiting class coming in. As we said, there's a JUCO kid that just committed to them. You know, again, these things don't, you know, players change their mind when coaches leave. They got some a few really good players in the program. Now, the problem is, how do you win there? Can you win there? You know, Missouri State is, every time I turn around, they got some
Dana
grad
Ford.
Transferred. Or, I mean, he's really putting together a program there. And that's a little worrisome, just the future in the Missouri Valley Conference. I wonder if when Porter looks at all of it, does he feel that Loyola has made the commitment that it needed to make after the Final Four? Will does he feel – and this is – you know, Steve Watson is the athletic director there. He's got to go out. If Porter leaves, this timing is awful for Loyola
yep.
because – Because look at the date and look at the calendar.
Tomorrow is the first day you can sign, right?
Exactly.
Yep. In the spring.
And also, you got to take into consideration that that they lost their assistant coach. His assistant,
Brian Mullins,
is now at Southern Illinois, and maybe he would have stayed if he knew the Loyola
Had
job was opening up.
Had he known that Porter was going to be entertaining the possibility of leaving, I have a hard time believing that Brian Mullins would have left.
Right.
Even though it's his alma mater. There is the Chicago connection. There is a pipeline already established. There is the fact that Loyola is a program that he has had success at. You wonder what those conversations were like when he left yep. for Southern.
No, exactly. The one thing is, so let's say Moser does go to St. John's.
Okay.
You can get Mullins is the two different types of defensive coaches, because if we're looking at potential candidates, Luke Yaklich, who's basically yep. Michigan's defensive coordinator under John Beilein, really good defensive coach. That's what Mullins was known for at Loyola. That's what he was known for at SIU, a really good defensive two guard. So you can get another good defensive coach. It's just if Yaklich is willing to leave Michigan for not a Power Five job and go to the MVC.
Would you think that would be an attractive position for him? Given that he's an assistant, he's his longtime assistant coach, a guy with some area ties. He's a guy that would have to consider.
Coached at Joliet West High School. I mean, he's from La Salle, Peru, right? Downstate Illinois.
Yeah, coach would be a candidate. I think that you'd have to pick up the phone and ask John Shire if he'd be interested in coming back to the area. Duke assistant. I like the idea of him. He knows the area.
I think Shire was in the mix for St. John's. That's what I heard last Friday, and that's what was being reported last Friday with Moser, that Shire was in the mix there too. Obviously, that's not the case anymore, but would he go from a potential Big East job to an MVC job?
Why would he leave Duke
yeah.
to go to Loyola? Doesn't make sense. And if he did, wouldn't that just be kind of a stepping stone job for him? How long before he left for another job?
Yeah, I mean, you'd want a 3 to 5 year commitment, right? Or maybe longer than that?
You know. I think Bryce Drew, call him first.
Bryce Drew would be the first phone call you
yeah.
make, because he's unemployed. He got fired by Vanderbilt.
Exactly.
Right.
Has
coached
experience.
Against his former team in Valpo in the MVC.
Yeah. Absolutely. And it has experience bringing guys to a program that's a mid-major program
right.
and recruiting and knowing how to navigate those waters sometimes with transfers or junior college kids.
Yeah, it'd be interesting. Another comp that I just came to my mind is Lavelle Jordan, the Butler coach. He's a former Michigan assistant. I think it was UW-Milwaukee in the Horizon where he last coached, and then he went to Butler as his stepping stone. So this could be a stepping stone for Yaklich if he decides to go to the MVC for a couple of years, a few years, Bill Loyola back to...
Why are both you guys down on the idea of Shire? I'm just curious, because do you not think that makes sense?
A lot of Duke assistants, I mean, look at... I know Mike Bray is just one example, but you get to go to another ACC school. I just can't see Shire going to an MVC job for his first head coaching
gig. He's young.
Gig.
I mean, he's young, and he's got...
Local ties.
Yeah, definitely local
ties.
Well, he's
from here, Glenbrook North. Yeah.
Might be motivated to come back. He is 31 years old.
Yeah.
He's a young head coach.
I mean, it'd be a heck of a hire if they could get him.
I'm surprised there's not a whole lot of John Shire enthusiasm.
Sorry.
I'm just not that optimistic that Shire would come to Loyola.
All right. Well, that's fair enough.
Have you ever heard the cut where I scream, oh, unbelievable? That was when somebody called in with news that John Shire was going to Duke. It was like a mock unbelievable because we were talking about a high school kid going to Duke who everyone thought was going to Duke, but Bruce Weber's brother was his coach, and for some reason people thought that would send him to Illinois.
A lot of people thought a lot of people were going to Illinois.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just, I don't know.
Any dark horse candidates that might emerge if the job is even open? Because we don't know yet that Porter is going to take the job. He still has to make that decision.
Yeah. I mean, there's some decent mid-major coaches out there that could take that step. I mean, we saw the with Liberty making a run in the NIT. Their coach just went to Belmont to replace the legendary Rick Byrd. So, and he was a Belmont, that's his alma mater as well. So, I mean, there's some good mid-major coaches out there that are in the mix, that have been scooped up already. I think if you're Loyola, though, you need, like Molly mentioned before the break, before we just got back, you need to make a splash, because you want to keep a Krutwig around. And it sounds crazy that he would leave. But if you're talking about a rebuild at Loyola because, let's say, Lucas Williamson transfers. Yep. I mean, it's crazy to think that these guys would transfer. But Marquette's,
yep.
Yeah, the Hauser brothers transferred at Marquette.
How about that?
Yesterday.
Yeah, that's
and you
wild.
See where they're looking?
They're
Virginia.
Gonna, right.
Yeah.
That
Tony
would be
Bennett.
Pretty unbelievable.
Right, two forwards that could score.
Is he in thin ice at Marquette? All of a sudden, you're speaking of your Duke assistants?
Yeah, Wojciechowski. I have no clue why they transferred.
Why would he be? They had a pretty good year.
But they lost six of their last seven, so there had to have been something in there.
And he hasn't been there that long.
This is my new favorite text ever. Jim Boylan for Loyola. Come on.
People. Would work for Utah guy.
People are unbelievable. All right, there you have it.
Thanks,
Eli. Thank you for jumping in.
Great stuff.
Please, if you got breaking news, break it to us, or let us know that you've broken it on Twitter, whatever. We just want to keep up with the story. Just call my cell if anything happens, Eli, for the love of Jesus. It's Molly and Haw. Just don't take Sister Jean. Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the Score.
Whoa! Unbelievable!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.